At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In this week's episode, we fill you in on everything pop culture. We discuss Caitlyn Jenner, Adam Levine's butt, the second Antichrist, and which pop star posed with a pig. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Warby Parker Eyewear. You can get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear, including sunglasses, at revolutionary prices. For a free home try-on of 5 stylish frames of your choice, plus free 3-day shipping on your final order, go to warbyparker.com/besties. Thanks, Warby Parker. Hi, Corey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful.
So, everyone, Corey and I just got back from a weekend away. Corey, let's kind of discuss where we were.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Well, we were in Seattle. Tyler was saying Seattle like an idiot the entire weekend. It was kind of like that one episode.
When we were explaining where we were going.
Just made up weird names for cities.
Deus.
And
we're soon going to Deus.
Tyler spent the entire weekend referring to Seattle.
Seattle.
And then I literally thought during your show.
No, I was saying Seattle.
I don't even remember.
I don't know what I was saying.
It was annoying. I started to block it out.
It was when you start to say something and then it loses all meaning. We were in Seattle.
We were.
It was your first time.
Yeah, it was.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I saw the Space Needle.
Yeah. We went out.
I had shave ice.
Oh, I was about to say, I forgot to shave.
You did.
I was so stubbly. Everyone at the meet and greet was like, can I touch it? I was like, you don't want to.
They were asking to touch the stubble.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Don't touch my face ever.
Yeah. Somebody asks, why can't we kiss you? Because they tell the rules before the thing. And I'm like, well, you don't know where my face has been. And I don't know where your face has been.
And also, you don't want to get sick. And turns out you got sick.
I didn't get sick. I just lost my voice. And you want to know how I lost my voice?
How?
The Shania concert.
Do you really think that's how you lost it?
It started then, for sure. Because I was screaming every word.
I mean, we didn't even sit in our seats once. We were up dancing the whole time.
We went to the concert. It was all middle-aged women and us.
There were some younger girls there, like, well, our age. Like some people who are just starting their 30s.
Sure. Okay, yeah, that's our age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But we went, and I will say, regardless of having perhaps some of the not best seats in the house,
I was happy with our seats, actually.
I was actually really happy.
I mean, I thought they were going to be worse than they were. And, I mean, that's what happens because we were trying to figure out what city we were going to fly to see her. And
right.
We were trying to schedule seeing her tour around your tour since it's taking up the entire summer.
Can you believe she's copying my tour? We did Seattle the same day. We did Vancouver the same day.
I don't think you did do Vancouver the same day.
Google it.
I thought
we did.
You said someone else was like in Vancouver.
Imagine Dragons is doing the same Australian tour as us. Everyone's trying to bring us down.
Listen. No. Oh, I was thinking Tori Kelly played.
Oh, Tori Kelly was in Vancouver.
And I saw the marquee and I thought they were trying to spell Tori like our ship name. Oh. And I was like, they spelled that wrong. And then I was like, oh, it's not me.
No.
It's not my ship name on a marquee.
But we went to Seattle. We went out to the gay bars. It was a lot of fun.
I was like,
I actually really liked the nightlife.
I had a lot of fun. We saw an excellent drag show.
Did we? Oh, no.
You don't remember?
They forgot to talk. Seattle.
Wow.
Only one. I just remember very distinctly seeing one untucked drag queen.
And Moose Knuckle.
It looked like it was looking right at me in the eye.
Maybe it's because you were staring at it.
I was.
Listen, sometimes when you're doing death drops, things come untucked.
If you don't want to tuck, wear a flowy dress.
Or a denim skirt.
Or a denim skirt, yeah. Don't wear
a cat suit.
I mean, I guess if that's the look you're going for, if you want to make that I guess drag queens can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Once I'm in drag, then I can have an opinion.
There you go. Speaking of drag, did you want to recap the...
Let's recap.
Recap the RuPaul finale.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet.
I was like, why did you put this on the list? You didn't even watch it. You fake fan.
Well, I know what happened because all my gays have lied to you today. But...
I was going to say, I always stay off social media the nights of like live reality
everyone,
TV.
Every gay spoiled it on Facebook.
I was pissed.
You haven't seen it and if you don't want spoilers, then fast forward. Okay?
Yeah, this is why we were prefacing
there you
this.
Go.
We were giving you the little leeway.
So Katya should have won.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying
this for weeks.
But what happened? What did we end up with?
Listen, Violet Tchotchke won and now she's really trying to make come through happen.
You know, I'm just – it feels like – I appreciate the professionalism of drag queens nowadays because once they win, immediately they have an album, EP is ready to pre-order, blah, 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 blah. But it's a little bit like, where's the magic anymore?
What kind of magic are you looking for?
Talent. Sarles.
Wow.
I just feel like you were saying it yesterday, they scraped the bottom of the barrel. I'm ready for good talent. I want a good season.
I mean, I feel like season 7 wasn't one of their best shows.
Bianca came out at the finale. She was doing a pre-show thing.
And got louder cheers.
And she, well, I'm sure. But she was like, oh, sorry, we're taking forever to set up. They're just waiting for talent backstage, just like season 7. I was like,
I mean, it was a little bit. But you wonder, like, with some of these things, I'm like, how many drag queens are there in the U.S. that
There's
are,
plenty.
Like, willing and to be on a reality show?
Are you kidding? The drag queens, that's the dream.
Is it?
That's the dream.
I'm a drag queen, and you don't know my dreams.
Okay.
Speaking of my dreams, one of them came true.
Oh, my God. I had the worst nightmare last night. Can I talk about it?
I guess. And then we'll talk about how my dreams came true.
I recognize. So, there we were.
Are you done yet?
No. I literally wrote it down in the middle of the night. Where's my phone?
I don't know.
I wrote it down. One Twitter account that is in the YouTube fandom was in my dream. One in particular. And I woke up at 2 a.m. And I wrote this down. Oh, God.
Are you going to tweet at this person?
Yeah, maybe I will. Or should I not?
I don't know.
She was the reason, the catalyst for the nightmare.
Was she tweeting or was like the actual person in your dream?
Just the Twitter, well, just the girl. I don't know if it's what she looks like, but she was in my dream and I...
Oh, you were like, oh, that's her, that's...
Yeah, she introduced herself and I was like, oh my God, it's you. Should I say who it was?
I don't care. I'm not gonna.
Anyway, she was there and I recognized her and she had an inside joke with me from Twitter and I was like, oh my God, it's blah, blah, blah. And I said her Twitter handle and she's like, yeah, but her dad was like, you're way too inappropriate to be talking to my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And he read a tweet and he was like, do you remember tweeting this? And I was like, no. He's like, well, you tweeted this and it's a quote from a communist Nazi, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. And then they left the restaurant and apparently it was my mom and dad's restaurant, but they don't even have a restaurant. And my mom and dad come out and they're like, you lost us all of our business. We're going under. The business has failed. And then my dad he got a plate and he started chopping off his fingers and I was screaming in my dream. And then my mom takes a knife and starts cutting off my dad's head. And then I woke up. And I like literally was like,
thank God that dream ended up with them murdering each other because otherwise I was like, you just made me listen to the stupidest dream.
No. And then like, I literally got on Twitter and I went to that girl's Twitter account and I was like this close to tweeting her. Like, I just had a nightmare that you were the reason my mom cut off my dad's head, but I didn't tell her.
You know, cause like,
I saved it.
You know, the saying when people are like, oh, like when a friend's like, let me tell you about my
dream. The worst thing in the world is when a friend wants to tell you their dream, but that's what happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you saved it. Maybe you saw me falling
asleep. I didn't save it. The Twitter account did.
Maybe you saw me falling asleep and then
I quickly rerouted the dream.
Added a murder sequence.
A murder?
Just murdered your poor father.
A murder?
Do you want to hear about my dream now?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
My dream involved seeing Adam Levine's naked booty.
Oh, it came true.
It came true.
I still haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
What?
Should I Google it?
No. I mean, I can show you afterward.
Adam Levine, but I'm already there.
Wow. I mean, there are probably those other nude pics of his were like... The girls covering his crotch with their hands are going to come up first.
That's all that's...
You're going to have to look at the actual video. Give it the play count. Help it chart in the Hot 100. You know, do the things.
It's in the audio? Listen.
It's in the music video.
I don't care. I've seen many butts in my life.
It's in the music video.
I've seen many butts.
You don't care about Adam Levine's butt?
No, is it great?
You don't want to bite the booty?
I do want to bite the booty, but it doesn't have a tattoo.
He's got tattoos everywhere.
On his butt?
No.
Is it hairy?
It was a sacred place. Listen.
I guess you're not going to spoil it for me?
No. You're going to have to get up in the booty on your own time. This is my way of getting everyone to watch the video
okay.
so that they help it chart. You know me.
Help is sharp. Okay, so was it good? Yay or nay?
Yeah. I'm very satisfied with his butt.
Great. Wonderful. Speaking of butts.
Go for it.
Iggy Azalea's tour got canceled.
Yikes.
What's it called when it got the can?
I think.
And you can also call butts a can? Perhaps.
I think you can.
So, and then that's the connection. Mm-hmm. That's the, we got there. Iggy Azalea's tour got canceled. Thoughts?
Well, I was never going to buy a ticket to begin with.
Neither was I.
I wasn't even going to go see her for free at Pittsburgh Pride, and apparently that got canceled,
too. Speaking of Pride, mm-hmm. we have a very good Pride coming up. Who is going to be performing at LA Pride?
At this point, when they're listening to this, it'll be after LA Pride happened, but we have Fifth Harmony and Kesha at LA Pride.
God.
Are you going?
I think so. Are you going?
Yeah, I made plans with all of your friends and didn't invite you.
Really? I was just talking.
I was just talking
to Brett last night. I was like, "We need to include Corey, I guess."
Brett and I already literally have plans.
This is so rude, Brett. I know you're listening.
What's the truth? Last year, I ran into Brett at Pride, and then he was like, "Girl, you missed it. They just gave out all the free Chipotle coupons."
Wait, I was there for him with that, and then I got lost.
I think it's a yearly thing. That's the only reason he goes to Pride.
No, there's a big, huge burrito float.
No.
At the Pride parade.
Is it wrapped in tinfoil or not?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do they unwrap it and let everyone chow down?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe you for a second.
Speaking of yes, I was thinking of
speaking
of the Charlie challenge with Miranda. I'm just going to promote that every day of my life, which is like a demon. That's all.
A demon.
That's all.
That's all I have
to say about that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You loved Miranda's Charlie challenge?
Speaking of demons, one demon in particular might just have a new brother or a sister.
Oh, no.
Spill the tea.
Kimye, pregnant. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Again. Thoughts?
Well, there's rumors that it's twins.
Kim dispelled that on Twitter or Instagram. I'm sure she took a picture of her stomach and was like, there's only one baby in there.
How did she know?
She did it for the likes.
Oh,
well, these days, doctors can tell.
These days, me when I point at Elfie and his siblings.
What?
Because his last name's Days.
Oh, God.
Got it.
These days. Wait, that reminds me. I have cousins whose last name is Paige, and they always said for Halloween they were going to dress all in yellow and go as the Yellow Pages for Halloween.
I hate it.
You don't like that?
I hate it.
Well.
No candy.
Yellow Pages?
Did you hear that they dispelled the rumors that it's not going to be named Southwest? How do you feel?
Well, why would it be Northwest?
Exactly. Exactly.
What if it was East-West?
You can't. Have you ever looked at a compass?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a map?
No.
Have you visited MapQuest.com in the last decade?
Probably not.
East-West is not a thing.
I guess not anymore.
South by. South
what if they named her South by? South.
South.
They named her South by South.
Okay, sure.
Why are we assuming it's a girl?
I didn't.
You said she.
All people's sheep.
True.
Okay, so before we go on, I want to give some love to our friends over at Warby Parker. They love Psychobabble as much as you guys do, and I want to tell you guys about a little deal that they're offering to our little psycho babies. Now, Warby Parker has the best glasses ever. They got stylish frames for prescription glasses, and they're high quality, and they're low price. They start at $95, which is really good. If you're a glasses wearer like me, you know that glasses are expensive. So $95 is pretty good, and you can get a free home try-on kit. That's really cool. I do it. They send you 5 pairs of glasses, and then you pick which ones. You send them back. Then they send you the ones that you actually wanted. So that way you don't actually have to go into the store and pick out and talk to somebody because Lord knows we don't want to talk to anybody. But if you want to get that deal, just go to warbyparker.com/besties. Now, I do it all the time. I get new glasses from Warby Parker. My latest pair is the Downing sunglasses in jet black. I think they're cute. Fine, fresh, fierce. If you have seen me wearing sunglasses in any pictures recently, those are the ones. And I love them. So, yeah, go get your new glasses at warbyparker.com/besties. And if you use that link, you'll get a free 3-day shipping on your final frame selection. You're welcome in advance. Speaking of she's that are in the news nowadays, we got two she's in particular that are against each other. One just released a very particular song called Bad Blood.
Wow.
The other...
I can't believe
drama bubbling. What's going on?
I cannot believe you made me wait this long to talk about Katy Perry.
Okay.
And it's also much more fun that when the episode's when I get to subtly bring up Katy Perry and Sarah
Bareilles.
I'm
just getting there before you can so we can get out of it before I want to.
Everyone's like, yes.
What happened?
So I don't even know if it's true because I don't know how registering songs works.
Well, apparently on the like the song registration website, you have to
there's just one.
Yes. All people register songs so that this in like all the songwriters are listed so that everything's like accredited properly.
Yes.
Blah blah blah. What happened?
Supposedly Katy registered a song titled 1984.
Ooh.
Which is the year she was born.
Ooh.
And she's gonna come for Taylor.
Do you think that it's just kind of like, okay, girl, like moveon.org? Or was it like that for Taylor?
Shots fired.
Well, I guess shots were fired, yeah.
So Taylor's like, you know Taylor wants to write songs about
people. It just reminds me of the time when an interviewer was asking Mariah, and they said, have you heard Katy Perry did a music video and you were parodied in the music video? And Mariah goes, well, I don't know her. Personally, yeah. But if she needs to use my image to have a successful song, then so be it. I just want to be like, is that the same thing that's happening with both of them right now? They need the drama to have success?
I know. And it's like, and I feel like Taylor always talks so much about like women in the industry and like breaking the mold.
But here's the difference. She gave props
to that Ariana Grande thing where Ariana was like, I'm not Big Sean's boyfriend. I'm not Niall's next love interest.
And if being Ariana Grande is not interesting enough for you, don't talk about me. But I saw a post about Taylor that was like, okay, just because she supports women in the industry doesn't mean she has to be friends with everyone in the industry.
I agree.
She's allowed to defend herself from people that are negative toward her. That's the defense of that song
in the
context of her being a feminist.
Think that their battle is really about backup dancers?
You were saying yesterday it's not about backup dancers at all.
No, there's no – I mean you're that mad about backup dancers?
Who cares? MoveOn.org.
And I still insist like if they were your backup dancers and Katy was going to like pay them more money, shouldn't you be happy for people to like earn more money or whatever?
Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but you think the real drama is what?
I think it's about a boy, in particular John Mayer.
Okay. Well, who cares?
I care.
Do you care? I don't care. I care more about Miley posing naked with a pig for Paper Magazine.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know I couldn't care less.
Are the pictures out?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Miley.
It was like
Cyrus
this month.
Pig.
I got a link. I can send it to you.
I'm there. Oh, I did see it, I guess.
Is it
veganism or something?
Apparently it's her pet pig, Bubba.
I gotta go.
I don't – you just know how I feel about Miley.
She looks great, covered in mud.
Did you see she's got her V out and her TTs out?
I didn't see those.
Oh, yeah.
Are they in the magazine?
And she's got...
Good for her.
She's got...
Who cares?
She's got glitter on her hoo-ha.
What?
It's when you glitter your...
My first tweet ever. Do you know it?
Yes. Rubbing my Twitter with some glitter.
I think rubbing my glitter all over my Twitter?
Listen.
Early 2008. An iconic tweet that lives on.
You were very busy that year.
March 28th, 2008.
Was that really your first tweet?
Yeah.
That soon after your birthday?
Yeah.
You were just very busy.
Very busy rubbing my glitter all over my Twitter.
Speaking of woohoos.
The chocolate milk?
No, that's Yoo-hoo.
Oh, I don't know.
This is woohoo.
Oh.
Do you know who sings woohoo?
Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Oh my God, my voice sounds just like Christina Aguilera.
I think you, just like on the Bionic album.
Oh my God. Do you know what this week is?
It wasn't this week. It was like a week ago. It was the 5-year anniversary of Bionic.
Oh my God. How are you celebrating?
By listening to Vanity and marrying myself.
Vanity was an iconic song. If you haven't heard it, there's an interlude where she literally walks down the aisle and marries herself.
Who owns the throne?
When will your fave?
You do, mommy.
My favorite thing about the Bionic album is that it was dedicated to her infant son, or maybe toddler son, and there's a song about getting eaten out. And I just feel like that mashup is a perfect explanation of Christina Aguilera.
There you go.
A family woman who loves her sexuality.
Yes, she
God
does.
God bless.
Yes. I just can't with Christina Aguilera going downtown.
Licky, licky, yum, yum. That's the lyric.
She had a song called that?
No, that's a lyric. It's featuring Nicki.
Minaj.
Yeah.
Nicki and Licky.
Nicki and Licky.
Does she rhyme the two?
Yeah. I guess so.
If you just keep calling demons out, should we just keep talking about the Antichrist?
Yup. Let's do it.
So Kim and Kanye are supposedly going to rent out Disneyland for Northwest
I am
second
so
birthday.
Jealous. That's my dream.
That's what you wanted to do for your 26th
That's literally
birthday.
What I wanted to do for 26th birthday. I ended up doing a roller rink instead because obviously how do you get Disneyland? But I wanted it just for like an hour or something in the morning. My game plan – can I talk about it?
Go for it.
I mean it never happened and it probably never will. My game plan was to rent out Disneyland for the morning and invite all my best friends and then like 100 of you guys and then just like take over Disneyland in the morning. But I was like, that seems like work. So we never did it. But they're doing it just for her.
Yeah. And do you want to see – there's a little quiz you can take to see if she would even invite you to the party.
Can we do the quiz, please?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So pick a favorite color. And don't be stupid about it and say happy whale gray.
Yellow.
That's not one of the choices.
I literally wasn't stupid about it.
I know, but
black. Like,
there you go. Pick a city.
Oh.
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
You can have that or Chicago.
Tokyo.
I was like pre-screening some of these for you. Ooh, who's your enemy? Suri Cruz, Blue Ivy, Harper Beckham, Maddox, Jolie Pitt. Who's Penelope Disick?
Probably Penelope. If I don't know about her, then she's scheming. Penelope. Yeah,
pick your favorite mode of transportation.
Oh.
I love when you clap into the microphone. A horse.
No.
A motorcycle.
No, I'm thinking of it jumps.
A razor scooter.
It bounces. Oh yeah, a razor scooter. Maybe. Is that on there?
You got a hot air balloon, a private jet, a motorcycleta.
She wouldn't invite me unless I take a private jet. Right.
I don't know. So I answered this truthfully. I took this quiz before.
Wait, let me take – what is the answer that I picked?
Private jet.
No, I don't want a private jet.
Hot air balloon, Lamborghini, Ferrari, motorcycle, Range Rover.
I wouldn't do any of those.
You have to pick.
A hot air balloon, I guess. I guess that's the gayest one.
Do you care what people think? It's just yes or no.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but
I hate to admit it, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
You got – nope.
I'm not invited?
I'm sorry, but Northwest would not invite you to her B-Day.
That's literally bullying.
Despite her young age and worldly inexperience, Little Miss West has a remarkable knack for determining who's real and who's faking it.
That is so rude.
And, well, she doesn't trust your answers. Better luck next time.
Did you get invited?
I will say I took the quiz before we started recording and I did get invited.
That's so mean. At least I would be your plus one.
Ooh, I don't know. Can you imagine going to a birthday party and bringing your enemy that person's enemy as your plus one?
I would love it.
That's
start of a Housewives episode.
That's
obviously
a Housewives pilot.
Obviously.
For every season, mm-hmm. For every city. Yeah.
I saw a new intro for a housewife. She turns around, she goes, when life gives you... What's the word? Lemons. When life gives you lemons, put 9 of them in a bowl.
What?
I was like, what?
You know that's a Saturday Night Live
was real.
Skit.
Oh, was it?
Probably.
No, I think it was real. I think it was like a Real Housewife.
Did you see?
A real housewife.
This is the perfect segue.
Because you know how housewives put fruit in bowls and nobody even touches them?
No, I think they just hold fruit and smile. No, did you see people petitioning to get Caitlyn Jenner on the Real Housewives
of
Beverly Hills?
That would be great. They would never because E versus Bravo.
No, the argument I read online said that it was like an affiliate, so it would make sense or something.
Interesting.
But then I saw people tweeting out taglines for Caitlyn.
Oh, my God.
And our one friend, Justin.
I hope they weren't transphobic.
No. I saw one. It said something like, I'm used to keeping up, but now it's my time to shine or something. I was very into it.
Yeah,
I was very into it.
Speaking of Caitlyn, should we talk about – I mean, we didn't even discuss. I mean, what's there to discuss? What a queen. Love her.
It's been all over my Tumblr dash.
All over my Tumblr. It's the best way to figure out who to unfollow and who to unfriend.
True.
Because who has time for transphobia in 2015?
Not it.
Let alone all of all time. Speaking of one person who had a problem with it.
Did you see the Drake Bell stuff as it happened live?
I didn't because I don't follow garbage.
I don't either, but we had friends – or there were people that I follow
so
on
Drake
Twitter.
So Drake Bell, who even is he?
I have no idea.
Drake and Josh.
What is
a Disney show or a Nickelodeon show or something?
One
it was before my time. And he tweeted, I'm still calling you Bruce or something, right?
Yeah.
But my favorite thing was the response to it was like, absolutely not. You are ejected from pop culture.
Bye.
Good luck with your life. Deuces.
Good luck. See you in 3 years.
See you never. But I will say, who was it? Snoop Dogg posted a really transphobic Instagram post.
Was it Snoop?
About Caitlyn. And I was like, that didn't get any attention.
I saw...
Or at least I saw all over Tumblr, but I didn't see it like the same thing as Drake Bell.
I said maybe it wasn't Snoop that I saw. I saw another one that was
Chris
on...
Brown apparently too.
Well,
but
I guess...
are we surprised?
No. Also, I was surprised. Did you know Chris Brown's your age?
Am I supposed to think he's older or younger?
I thought he was, like, older than me.
I thought he was older. He acts younger. What's the next
truly,
question?
Truly.
He acts like he's 19. There no you... offense to 19-year-olds.
Whoa.
But he acts like what I imagine a pop star who has been spoiled is 19.
Yeah.
I will say one thing about Caitlyn that I was reblogging a couple posts about because I was like, I don't know how to articulate this, but it was a thing that was kind of like I was wary about was that people were focusing so much on how beautiful she was, and like overnight, the discussion about her was, okay, well, first everyone was like, oh, what an incredible athlete, what an incredible entrepreneur, what an incredible business person, like all these accolades, while people, you know, while she identified as a man. But then as soon as she revealed who she identified as a woman,
It was the John.
The accolade was she's beautiful.
Yeah,
did I'm you like, see the did John you forget?
Stewart. It was the John Stewart.
Well,
it
that, yeah, it was, I like, saw that so afterward. But it was like, okay, well, just because a trans person is beautiful, we should recognize that. But also, their worth is not rooted in their beauty.
Right.
And even trans people that don't conform to cis normative roles of beauty or expectations of beauty, even if they don't. Doesn't mean that they aren't worthy or worthy of, you know, yeah. Praise on all over. I mean, I get that it's one of the most visible stories out there.
Right.
So it's a give and take. But you know, that was one of my things that I was like, but then I reblogged it.
Well, that was your original stance.
Yeah. That's all. And on that note, Cor, this was fun. Was that?
It was. I mean, I talked about Katie. I talked about Sarah Bareilles. Mm-hmm. Talked about Adam Levine's butt. I mean,
what else could you want in a Psychobabble episode?
Those are my three favorite things to talk about.
And we threw some shade at Iggy. I think it's a productive day.
And we kept the Antichrist going.
Corey, where can people find you?
I am online everywhere at Corey Cool. That's KoreyKuhl.
I am Tyler Oakley. TylerOakley.
I think I got that. I'm so fast.
You know, when I sign it, I think I miss a couple letters.
You always do.
I forget the E's.
Bye's.
Oh.
Hashtag bye's.
If you want to subscribe, how can you do it, Cor?
Go to the iTunes and just click a little subscribe. It's just a little simple little click.
Bam. Done. Instant. And if you want to give us a little review, we would love it forever. Also, if you love the podcast, you might just love my new book. It's called Binge. It comes out in October. You can pre-order it today. I have been seeing so many of you guys pre-order it and sending me pictures on Twitter, and I am so thankful. I think you guys are going to love it. It's really juicy. I know that we talk about a lot of hot gossip on the podcast, but this goes even deeper. I hope you like it. Pre-order it today, TylerOakleyBook.com. And that's it. Okay, love ya.
Talk to you later.
Wait, what's the hashtag?
Bye-ees.
Bye. Use as many E's as you want. We'll search all of them.
I'm going to sneeze, so we got to get out.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.